Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip. Today, we're going to talk about when is it going to be a good time to transition to your full-time freelancing. Do you understand? That is the question. When do I transition? When do I change from where I am to my real to a full-time freelancer? The shift from working for others to freelancing full-time can be very, very scary and overwhelming. When you make that leap or transition, you're taking your fate into your own hand, right? Your own financial into your own hand. You could either move forward, be successful, and you're going to hear people always use the word, you're either going to sink or you're going to swim, meaning that you're going to make it or you're not going to make it. But there are some things you could do to make the leap less dramatic and ensure that, you know, you are successful and your transition is smooth and not as risky as it could be. But no, there's still a risk involved. First of all, start your freelancing on the side, right? I mentioned that earlier. The best way to launch your freelancing career risk-free is to start by doing it on the side. You can keep your day job and start building a following or client list on the evenings or on weekend. You could create a landing page or a lead magnet or list building activity. I know they call it in the marketing world, where you're doing business for people and you're collecting their name and email as you to grow your business. And as you do more service, more work, of course, your income is going to grow as well. And then when they get to the point where it's going to be either at the same what you're currently earning, a little bit above, still with the saving, then you could decide then to transition. Besides helping you reduce the risk, this strategy also gives you experience and knowledge gradually. You can master your trade, your skill, your offer by learning little by little. Even if you make mistakes, you still have the cushion. By the time you're a full-time independent contractor, you will have it down packed. Put aside a reserve fund, like I mentioned earlier. Another way to reduce the risk is to set aside some funds in advance. If it works better for you to quit your regular job and leap into your business immediately, this fund will give you a bit of cushion during the initial phases where you're not earning as much. But before you get started, put aside 3 to 6 months of income from your regular job. This will keep you covered long enough to start earning. You will start earnings quickly depending on your marketing skills and how diligent you are and how disciplined you are. You have time sometimes to work if you're not worrying about money as much. That's what the saving does. Keep costs low and avoid debt as much as you can. Another way to reduce the risk of jumping into an independent contractor is to keep your startup costs very low and avoid going into debt as much as possible. You're going to eventually do good debt versus bad debt. That's another course for another day. And there's a lot of information out there, but always read information with intention, with purpose. Meditate on them. For your independent contractor website, choose a cheap hosting plan and upgrade after your business grow. Once you have established a regular client base, then you can start investing more money into your website, into your marketing. Start building your own network. Long before you start freelancing full-time, you should start building a professional network. Find the people that best work through your network and referrals, not from job site or even your website. Plus, there are many people who can help you in various ways. Get to know them and serve them too as well. Make it a win-win relationship. Even while you're still working your regular job and your site isn't even off the ground yet, you could still start introducing yourself, your work to people around you on those sites and tell them about the independent contractor services that you offer. Become an independent contractor for your own employees. So what do they need around you and that they're hiring other people to do? You could do those work if you could do so. Now, See if there are opportunities where you could stay employed with your current company, but with a more flexible schedule. I don't know if you could do that. I don't see the schools, or to be honest, I don't know how will you do that as an educator. If you know, please share the information. I don't know everything yet or ever. If you find out or figure out how you could be an independent contractor for your own school, because I think they have some ethical issues lined up in school districts for that, to prevent that from happening. So let me know how you worked around that. Plan your transition. Whatever strategy you choose for starting your independent contracting business, set a deadline for earning a full-time income. Set the time you'll quit your job and officially become an independent contractor, period. This will help to keep you on track and keep it from just being a dream on your head to actually a reality. It also helps you with planning the different details, the components of your business. How are you going to get clients? How are you going to get them to buy? What happened after the buy? How do you keep them to buy more from you and stay with you for a long time? Those are very important. So it's not something you do haphazardly. All right. Yesterday was the 11th. I had a wonderful web class that addressed all of those topics that I just talked about. If you are interested, I will definitely post the replay link once it's finished on an email so you can have access to the replay. I would love for you to come join the web class. I would have loved for you to join it, but if not, you can still get the replay once you click on the link. I will add it when it is ready. If it's not in this podcast, I will email it to you. If you email me at info@parallelograminstitute.com. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that will need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.